Masechet Cholin Perek Dalet Mishnah Gimel Mishnah says, "Behema shemit ubara betoch me'aiha. If an animal's fetus died in the womb, behoshit haro'e et yado v'nagabo, and the shepherd stuck his hand into the animal, into the womb, and touched the dead fetus, ben bebehema teme'a, ben bebehema teora. Whether we're talking about a non-kosher animal like a horse." Or a kosher animal like a goat, tahor, the person, the ro'eh, the shepherd, is tahor, he's pure, even though he touched a dead animal here, which usually makes a person tameh, in this situation he's tahor, because the dead fetus is considered to be a part of the mother, and the mother is still alive. We learned this out earlier in the perek, whether we have the shechita of a mother is effective for the fetus as well. So therefore here as well, if the dead animal is still in the mother, it's part of the mother, and therefore doesn't possess its own tum'ah, and the individual who touched it is tahor. Rabbi Yosef Agilili omer, b'teme'ah tameh, u'bithorah tahor. Rabbi Yosef Agilili argues, he says, in a situation where the shepherd touched a non-kosher animal, then it became tameh by touching the fetus inside of the mother, because the halakha that we learned with shechita, that the fetus is part of the mother, only applies to a kosher animal, doesn't apply to a non-kosher animal. We don't have that law. So therefore, if he touched the fetus of a non-kosher animal inside the mother, he is tameh. But with a tehora, the case of a kosher animal, the situation is that the person is tahor, because that we could learn out only from the case of shechita. Now we'll talk about the halakha of someone who touches the dead fetus of a live woman, inside a live woman. Ha'isha shemit velada betoch me'eha. If a woman had a miscarriage and the fetus is in her womb, upashta haya et yada v'nag abo, and the midwife stuck her hand into the womb of the woman and touched the fetus, ha'haya teme'a tum'at shiv'a, the midwife is tameh with a 7-day impurity, just like a person who touched a human corpse, even though the head did not come out. Someone who touches a human corpse becomes tameh for 7 days, and they have to be sprinkled with the water of the para aduma. On a deoraita level, the midwife who touched the dead fetus is not tameh. We're talking here on a derabanan level. We're concerned that the head maybe came out of the womb without the midwife realizing it, and therefore, on a biblical level, the wife would have been tameh for 7 days by touching it. So Hachamim said, since there's always that concern, we're going to make a decree that she's tameh in all situations. V'ha'isha tehora ad she'eseh havalad. The isha, the pregnant woman herself, is tahor until the head of the fetus comes out. When the head of the fetus comes out, she takes on all the impurities of a woman who gave birth. The fetus being born makes the woman biblically tameh. Hachamim only made a decree with the midwife, because when it comes to the midwife, it's possible that the midwife won't realize that the head of the baby came out, and therefore she touched it. But talking about the mother feels when the head came out, so therefore Hachamim felt no need to make a decree.